Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and in this episode, it's time for a 26 habits update. Now, I'm on to habit number 6, which is intermittent fasting, which just, if you haven't caught up with the previous episode, to give you a bit of an idea, intermittent fasting is where you set yourself an eating window. And you may have heard of the 5-2 diet. It's a similar principle because there are 2 fasting days. But I'm doing something called the 16-8, which is in every 24-hour period, you fast for 16 hours. Thankfully, you're asleep for some of them. And you eat for 8. Just to be clear, when you have an eating window open, it doesn't mean that all bets are off and you can go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and fill your boots. It just means that is the period of time in which that you can eat. And ideally, you can eat 2 meals, 1 lunch and 1 supper. Now, I'm going to tell you about the 3 things that I have 100% absolutely noticed since I started intermittent fasting. Now, as I explained in my previous podcast, I didn't just start on a Monday with this one, because it's the kind of thing you have to ease yourself into. If you're used to 3 meals a day and some snacks, then suddenly going to 2 meals a day and basically cutting out breakfast needs a little bit of a run-up. So I took about 3 days. So the Friday, Saturday, Sunday before I started this, I sort of altered my eating habit a bit. I was more aware of what I was doing with my food. So the first thing I've noticed, I have not been hungry. Not once. This has been just one of the surprises during this last week of IF. I eased my way in, as I said, and when I started on the Monday morning, skipping breakfast, I thought, okay, that's going to be a breeze. But I had slight trepidation about the 8 p.m. to 12 p.m. fast. But the strange thing was, I really didn't feel any kind of pang of hunger, hear a single growl from my stomach, or crave any food or snack of any kind. So that was on the Tuesday, that sort of first big long fast. Didn't feel anything in particular. I prepared lunch and took it into work with me. If you follow me on Insta stories, you know it was my beloved beetroot and lentil salad. And it just meant that when 12 o'clock came around, I could unclick my Tupperware and satisfy any hunger. But because I didn't feel hungry, I actually made a sort of mental note not to rush it and have lunch. So I just kind of waited. I think in the end I waited till about 1:30. But what was very weird on that first day is that as soon as I ate, I felt the weight of tiredness and could have honestly taken myself off to a quiet corner and had a bit of a cat nap. Now, just to reiterate, just because I can eat between the hours of 12 and 8 doesn't mean I can for the whole time, for full 8 hours. I'm working towards having 2 meals, one at the start and one at the end of the eating window. These meals are going to be protein and vegetables and contain enough fat to stave off hunger during the fast. As for snacks, I'm trying to cut them out too. And so far, I really haven't felt the need to snack. So just as an idea, just to give you a sort of outline of what I've been doing eating, I've been, as I always do, chugging water and having a black coffee first thing in the morning. I don't add any sweetener, any sugar, any milk, any cream. I just take my coffee black. That's it. And then I'll sort of drink maybe 1, 2, or 3 coffees, depending on how I'm feeling in the morning. And they're not big coffees, by the way. I'm not talking about anything from the shop. I'm talking about, you know, a mug. Lunch is then a salad, and dinner has been chicken and veggies in a wholemeal pita bread or something like that. But one thing I've really realised is the massive disconnect between mealtimes and hunger. And it just made me think, how many meals have I eaten when I was prompted, not by my body needing energy and nourishment, but by the time on the clock? It's really, that's the thing that I've really noticed with intermittent fasting. It's made me really look at how I eat. And as I said in the last episode, it's not a diet, it's an eating pattern. And I guess in the past, when I've tried to either lose weight or be healthier, I've gone, right, diet, restriction, cut this out, have that, have more of this, blend that. And actually, this is just be more sensible about when you are eating, because there are physical reactions the body has in terms of spiking things like its insulin, which stores fat, especially around the gut. So be a bit more measured about how you do it, and you might feel something different. Now, obviously, it's incredibly easy to be evangelical about any change in the early stages, especially if you're finding it easy like I am with this. So I'm interested to see whether this feeling changes as I head into week two. And as I keep telling myself in my head, when my body begins to fight me, because I feel like my body and I are a bit disconnected in that way. Now, although I didn't feel hungry, I do need to flag something up. I definitely didn't have that hollow, sucked in feeling I was expecting to have. You know, the kind of feeling you have when you've been ill for a couple of days and you haven't had an appetite and you wake up and you're like, oh, I feel all flat stomached and, you know, I could do a breakfast dad now. Look at me, all empty in the middle. In actual fact, my stomach was distended quite considerably and uncomfortably for the first few days. And when I say distended, I mean really bloated, like a airtight drum stretched across my middle. And it's not a feeling I'm sure you don't either, enjoy. But it seems to me, from what I've read, that this is a fairly normal reaction. And I found that it began to pass after about day four, day five. So if you're trying intermittent fasting or you're thinking of trying intermittent fasting, I just wanted to flag that up, because I feel like that goes hand in hand with the hunger thing. You feel not particularly hungry, but your stomach looks like you've just had a really massive Sunday roast. So the second thing I've noticed, I've been sleeping better. And I mean, much.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Much better. And this wasn't something I expected. And when I say I'm sleeping much, much better, I mean that this has had a more positive effect on my quality of sleep than my previous 26th habit, which was yoga at bedtime. Yeah, I know, I really said that. It's so much better. And in fact, a couple of mornings ago, I woke up and the sleep I had felt like the kind of sleep you have the night you get over jet lag, where you're still sleeping really heavily, but you wake up and your body knows exactly where you are and wants to get cracking. It was incredible. It was a right home good about it quality sleep. And as someone who has suffered with insomnia and who regularly wakes up at 2 a.m. with anxious thoughts buzzing through my mind, it's an absolute revelation. Full disclosure, in the last month I've increased my cardio and have added 30 to 45 minutes of cardio at my optimum fat burning heart rate, which in my case is around 130 beats per minute, to my gym sessions. So where I usually run for between 30 and 40 minutes, I've now added that on top. I did wonder whether that may have had an impact on my sleep or whether it's exercise and IF combined. Who knows? But no doubt about it, the sleep has definitely improved. And when I woke up this morning, I actually felt as though I had taken a sedative or a sleeping tablet. And that's a week in. Like, that's how heavy I've been sleeping. Again, as with the hunger, I'm wondering how my body will begin to fight this and whether it'll start rebelling against the change, but that's just part of the challenge, isn't it? The third and final thing I've noticed is that my gym sessions have improved. And when I say they've improved, I mean I feel as though I have been able to work harder, faster, and for longer. It took about 4 days, but I beat my personal best for a 30-minute run and have felt far more capable during my sessions and have noticed a much quicker recovery afterwards. I feel much less sort of beaten up by going to the gym. I feel like, yep, spring back, have a shower, get going. The day is to be had. The only thing that has been weird is that I've been feeling bloated in the gym. Like, I've had that really, like, really distended stomach. And yet I feel like I can move quicker. And the two feelings just don't go hand in hand. Like, I'm even dressing in the gym, like, in my looser tops, because I feel like, oh, gosh, my stomach feels so big. And yet then I'm beating my personal best on the treadmill. So it feels a bit weird. This is my 26th habit, and it's one I've already decided I'm going to take beyond the 2 weeks. I think I'll start with a month, so once I finish, I will carry on for another 2 weeks and see how it goes. Just because I'm really intrigued, because honestly, it doesn't feel like a massive change. Maybe I respond well to the structure of you can eat at 12, but you have to stop at 8. I don't know. Honestly, of the 6 habits I've done so far, it's my favourite, hands down. Absolutely. It just feels like the right thing to do. Again, I'm being evangelical, but who isn't when they find something that is just feels right? And that's the thing, it really does feel right. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing 26 habits, obviously, but I'm going to keep this one running alongside. So when I start habit number 7 in a week, I will be continuing to do this. So I'll just keep you updated with intermittent fasting and what's happening and any developments I notice along the way as I keep you updated with the habits as we continue to do them together. Now, I know a lot of you have been doing intermittent fasting. A lot of you have been posting in the Facebook forum on Facebook. So I encourage you to join that group. The link is in the show notes. It's a closed group, but I do approve every single member personally. And we are having some great chats in there and lots of people sharing their observations about intermittent fasting. It really has been, for me, a cinch. And I know the people in the group have found it similarly really quite simple to make the change. It's not a diet, it's an eating pattern. And I think just even that, just not calling it a diet, maybe that mentally makes it easier to do it every day. Who knows? That's it for this episode, but please do get in touch with the show if you have any questions about intermittent fasting or any of the other 26 habits, which are no short walk coffee, drinking more water, daily meditation, no booze, and yoga before bed. If you have anything that you would like to ask me about any of those, I would love to hear from you. It's thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or feel free to slide into the DMs on Twitter and Instagram, where I am at Emma Guns. And of course, that crucial link to the Facebook forum will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, you can find 26 Habits on the pool. The link to that will be in the show notes. It's my favourite news lifestyle destination. I read it every single day. Thrilled that 26 Habits is living on the pool at the moment. So please do visit me, the show, the pool, and get involved and let me know how you're getting on. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next one.